7th edition of the Nine Nights of Lights program hosted by the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority officially opened last night. Chairman of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Gideon Nash, said the original decision was not to host the event this year as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is our 7th year of lighting the botanical gardens. This year, among all the other years, it was difficult to come to the decision to light the gardens. I remember at one of our board meetings, just in October, the board of directors took the decision that we will not be having nine nights of lights this year. Obviously, it was minuted and the decision carried. And that was because we thought then, and still do at times, that our population was not sufficiently vaccinated, and therefore we didn't want to take the responsibility of being known as a spreader of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Mr. Nash said the Nine Nights of Lights Committee subsequently presented a proposal to have a shortened version of the event, which was eventually approved after a series of planning.
About a week after that meeting, the chairperson of the Nine Nights of Lights Committee, Mrs. Solomon, Kalisha Solomon, called me and said, "Chairman, we have on the committee seeking your permission to have a shortened version of Nine Nights and also a much constricted area of the gardens lighted." And my response was, "Bring us a plan, show us, and we will discuss it." And with that, that plan was presented. And it was my task to round robin the other members of the board of directors and to get their permission to allow the committee to set in place a plan for what we have tonight, Nine Nights of Lights at the Botanical Gardens.
And Mr. Nash said although some people might regard the protocols for the event as strict, they are necessary to contain the spread of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This committee didn't stop there. And they used social media. We consulted with the Ministry of Health. We contacted our minister and PS. And we had a discussion with the Nine Mornings Committee. And it was very well thought out so that we could have what we are having tonight. I remember about 2 weeks ago, there was a virtual meeting. And fortunately, in that meeting, we had the CMO. And all the protocols that are in place was discussed thoroughly. There were back and forth, there were disagreement and agreements. I know there are some members of the public who might be concerned that these regulations, these protocols, in some instance may be too strenuous. However, lots of thought were put into this. Over the next nine nights, there are a number of activities that I will personally like to invite the public to. But obviously, you know, we expect you, one, to be vaccinated, and two, to have an antigen test for the kids.
Chairman of the National Parks, Rivers and Beaches Authority, Gideon Nash. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's special report.